USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average gains for the year are gone. Coronavirus fears are sending the index plummeting to more than 1,000 points in midday trading. All that being said, the World Health Organization's general director is telling reporters that there's not a pandemic when it comes to the coronavirus.
This virus has pandemic potential. Absolutely, it has. Are we there yet? From our assessment, not yet.
Disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein is being held in custody pending sentencing after he was found guilty of rape and sexual assault in New York City. The jury acquitted Weinstein on charges of predatory sexual assault, which carried the most jail time, but he could still be looking at 25 years in prison. Weinstein also faces similar charges in Los Angeles. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Winter storm watches have been issued in the Midwest as heavy snow is expected to fall. The National Weather Service says the storm will hit the Great Lakes and Midwest with a band of moderate snow turning into heavy snow by Tuesday morning. More than 6 to 12 inches of snow could fall in the northern part of Illinois and southern Wisconsin. Fans are packing the Staples Center to say a final farewell to Los Angeles Lakers legend Kobe Bryant. A public memorial service is being held for Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna. ESPN's Stephen A. Smith tells ESPN what he'll be thinking of during this farewell ceremony.
Just incredible sadness again, knowing him and knowing how much he was looking forward to the future, knowing all that he had already accomplished, the championships, the all-star appearances, the league MVPs, two Olympic gold medals, all of that stuff. It was all behind him. He had done it. He had conquered every demon that, real and imagined.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Democratic presidential candidates are preparing for another debate on Tuesday night. It will happen in South Carolina, site of a big primary election on Saturday. After last week's performance at his debate, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is certainly looking to improve this week. Sean Davis is a co-founder of The Federalist. He tells Fox News,
I think maybe he thought he could just go into that debate and throw the other candidates up against the wall and they'd give up, because that's kind of than what he's generally done with his opponents in government previously. But I think it's interesting. If you look back at 2016, the Democrat establishment decided that they were going to make sure that Bernie Sanders wasn't going to win the nomination, so they rigged it.
In entertainment news, USA Radio Network's Wendy King has a look at the top movies at the box office.
At the box office this weekend,
I'm Sonic, a little ball of super energy in an extremely handsome package. On my planet, people were always after my powers. So I came to yours. It gets a little lonely, but that's okay.
Sonic the Hedgehog is still number one, bringing in $26 million. Call of the Wild is at number two its first week with $24 million. Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn is still on the charts at number three with $7 million. Brahms, The Boy 2 is at number four with $5.9 million. And Bad Boys for Life coming in at number five, also with $5.9 million.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.